I've been voted class clown for the last 2 years in my class. I also have post-anxiety depression.
I have to record you.
Hello. How do you see me every day in class?
I see you as very excited and you're always playful.
Every time I see you in the hallway, you're either smiling, laughing. It's who you are, and you express it to everyone else.
It's weird because I know how I feel in the inside, and now I know how people perceive me on the outside, that I'm like this funny person who like laughs a lot and all that. I don't want any of them to know that how I'm feeling in the inside, so I basically hide all that with like funniness, I guess.
Kill me. You mean me and my owners coming from the Bronx?
I've known Gianni ever since I could remember.
You know, I just want to give a shout out to all the ladies from the set. You know, we out here repping.
He also has post-anxiety depression, but his is a little different than mine.
I don't really get anxiety attacks, but when my anxiety does build up, it turns to a form of depression with like suicidal thoughts. Sometimes when the depression gets really bad, I feel like that's the only way. But I know that I can get away from it.
Do you, like, talk to your parents about it?
No, I would really isolate myself. I wouldn't want to tell anybody that I'm upset because I kind of, like, hold myself to a standard that everyone needs to see me happy.
Considering that we have the same issues, I don't really know how to help him. Like, I want to help him and I want to make him feel better, but I just can't, because how am I going to help him if I can't help myself? I'm walking in my room and I'm about to lock my door, close it. At home, I isolate myself. When I have my anxiety attacks, usually I lay on my back or my side and I start to hyperventilate. Inside, a lot of things just going through my mind, just a lot of bad things. But like, that's all I think about. And the more I think about it, the worse it gets. So then I usually just like cry it out.
They're talking.
Ooh. Sorry, Dad.
Like, do you remember that day when we were like feeling like real bad?
I remember we were leaving the school and I'm silent.
We got out the car and we just like walked. And for him, he needs to vent.
I don't know why this is happening. And I try so hard to try to do this and nothing's really getting produced.
And that's what he needs. He just needs to talk.
They're not talking to me. I don't know why. To me, it's never been about finding answers. It's just been about letting it all go. It's like I've got all these crookedly drawn lines. But once I talk to her and once I like clear my vision, everything starts to come together and everything starts to make sense again.
We can either vent or it turns into like something way worse than it, what it should be or would have could have been.
When we are not okay, when we're not at our best, somebody has to bring the other one out.